Victor Lewis here as well, catching us up on all things trending out there in the world. What's going on?
So it's not exactly relevant today, but it will be relevant on Wednesday. We're scheduled for a meteor shower this week, and very significant one at that. The Eta Aquarid meteor shower. Apparently it's pieces of the tail of Halley's Comet, which, you know, talking about events, Halley's Comet is coming back in 2061, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, if we're going to plan for Wednesday, you might as well plan for 2061.
Mark your calendars.
Your calendars for all these important things. But, yeah, apparently there's going to be a whole lot of meteors that we're going to be able to see on Wednesday night. So go outside, look up. I'll remind you then.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Is it going to be clear? Is it going to be cloudy? It's going to be partly cloudy, isn't it?
It is. It is going to be partly cloudy. I was actually looking at the forecast to see what's going to be popping on Wednesday, but it's less likely to be cloudy Wednesday than it is tomorrow. It looks like tomorrow is kind of our cloud peak for the week, which is sort of interesting. I'm going to do a real quick hit on this because I don't anticipate it being particularly useful or funny to a lot of people except for me. The United States Air
Way
Force.
Way to set this up.
Yeah, that's fun.
All right, everyone, strap in. This is about to get boring.
Strap in. We're just going to do this. There's an Air Force flight in the Mideast using call sign Pickle Rick, and that makes me very sad. Oh yeah, we're just going to move on from that entirely and talk about other cool things that fly.
That's a TV show reference for those of you who didn't get it.
Let's just move on.
Okay.
Other things that fly, my boy Ingenuity on Mars has completed all of its tasks. I didn't know that we were just using this as a toy. There was never any real intention for this little helicopter on Mars. It was meant to just be something to see if we could fly something on Mars.
Yeah.
Surprise, we can. And now they've given it a real job, which I think is cool.
Neat.
Very unexpected, and it's going to go fly for 30 sols worth of flight time all around the crater where Perseverance currently is and take its own measurements, run its own data. I'm excited to keep reporting on my little helicopter friend.
This is like the intern who gets hired full-time because they did such a good job
as
an intern.
Strikingly accurate.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is a sol? That's like a unit of time, I assume.
Yeah, day, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah, like one rotation of the sun, one light cycle.
Okay.
But day only applies here on Earth. Day is an Earth measurement of time.
Right.
One Earth day is 24 hours. 24 hours is not a day on other planets.
Correct.
So yeah, it just makes more sense to have a standardized unit of thing. How much time do we have left?
A couple minutes.
Okay, if we got a couple minutes, I would rather do one larger story than two smaller stories.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about Pat McCrory.
Okay.
Because Pat McCrory is...
You sure you don't want to do two smaller stories?
I am. I'm entirely sure that I want to talk about Pat McCrory.
Strap in, everyone. This is going to get boring.
It's way more interesting than Pickle Rick, I tell you that right
True.
Now. So obviously he's seeking his 2022 GOP nomination for a Senate seat. How he's going about marketing himself, or at least in my opinion, this is 100% him marketing himself. We're in national news yet again as North Carolina because Pat McCrory is on Twitter really posting through it, talking about how Governor Cooper canceled his dog. Yeah.
All right.
So you...
I mean, he didn't do a good job of it because this is the first I'm hearing about it. Or he did an excellent job of it, one or the other.
So this segment is what's trending. This is just starting to gain a little bit of traction. So Pat tweeted a photo of himself walking his 13-year-old dog, Mo, and the caption for it talked about a statue that was placed by the Humane Society at the governor's residence in Asheville. It's a statue of Mo, a statue of Pat McCrory's dog,
right,
in honor of all these dogs that had been rescued over a certain period of time. Yeah, and Cooper took that statue down. And apparently Pat has been mad about that for a long time. And his quote is, "It is time for the statue and plaque to be found and returned to its rightful place overlooking our beautiful mountains. Mo was the first North Carolina casualty of cancel culture." And cancel culture is in all caps.
There are so many things in the world that we should be getting concerned about and devoting our time and energy to.
So I say,
and I'm just
going to
leave it at that.
I say this is marketing for his Senate run.
Oh, it's big time marketing for his Senate run.
Because he's been saying cancel culture a lot across all of his social medias. I searched his Instagram and his Twitter for cancel culture, and he's been using cancel culture, cancel, a lot.
Yeah.
He's been posting about the governor of New York as it's canceling the whole state of North Carolina. He's just saying cancel a lot, and it feels like that's his main platform. His campaign website says it's time to elect a senator who has risen above the rhetoric.
I mean, I agree with that. I don't necessarily,
I don't necessarily
draw the same conclusion that they want me to from that.
I'm also not
but
sure
all right.
that you being mad that your dog is canceled, which your dog wasn't canceled.
I mean, you know, I can understand being miffed that the statue came down. I don't know the details behind that. But,
maybe it's
know,
just somewhere else.
It might be. I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
I also just think that it's a funny idea in general that this picture being painted is that someone looked at Mo, the dog, and was just like, that dog's just not right.
Yeah.
We got to cancel that dog. I don't ever...
Hank Hill standing in the governor, that dog ain't right.
Mo's never going to work in this town again.